हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः। वि आर् सीयिङ्ग् वन् आफ् द इम्पोर्टेण्ट् टापिक्स् आफ् दिस् उपनिषत् नोन् एस् the Mimamsa, calculus of happiness. So Upanishad presents this calculus of Anandaha, the enquiry into the nature of happiness, mainly to help us arrive at what exactly is Brahmanandaha, what exactly is the meaning of the word happiness. We use the term, we know the term happiness. In Pujya Swamiji's language, happiness is nothing but fullness, limitlessness. Because being limitless is being happy. Being limited is being bound. Being bound is being unhappy. And being limitless is being free. And being free is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness is equal to freedom. Freedom is equal to happiness. So also being inadequate is being bound and being limited and being unhappy. So being free from inadequacy is being full, and being full is what? Being the fullness is happiness. These are Pujya Swamiji explains, unfolds the meaning of the word happiness. And therefore, happiness is your own sarupam, the sarupam of the truth of the whole. Therefore, it is sarupam of the truth of everything and everyone. And the human being who alone is blessed with this unique capacity to discover this happiness as one's own essential nature, to claim it, to take ownership of it as oneself. And here, Vishayanandaha, Laukikanandaha, Vishayasukham, Laukikam Sukham, is actually an analysis of that Ananda is presented. Finally, to arrive at what exactly is Brahmanandaha. So we saw what exactly is a unit of Manushyanandaha. Manushyaha, a perfect person, an ideal human being who is blessed with everything in this world, is the one who has a unit of human happiness. But still, what's the problem? Even though the highest degree of happiness experienceable by a human being, also has limitation. What's the limitation? The person who enjoys the highest degree of happiness is still a person of ambition, ambitious person. He still has unresolved desires. Of course, this person, the manushyaha, the human being who is capable of enjoying, experiencing the highest degree of happiness, is looked upon as the most fortunate of the human beings, is adhyayakaha, highly learned. So he asishtaha, didishtaha, dadishtaha, and he of course is definitely committed to live a life of dharma. Therefore, he is able to accumulate punyam, he taps Bhagavan's grace, therefore he is blessed with everything that he wants in life, he needs in life. Still, he is not a kshatriya. This person who enjoys the highest degree of human happiness of this human world is not a kshatriya. He is adhyayakaha, but not a kshatriya. He is a highly learned, academically qualified person, accomplished person, a person of erudition, but still he does not have the profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram. Of course, he is exposed to the teaching. He must be. He knows he is a Vaidikaha. Only a Vaidika can know the value of Dharma, Pujya Swamiji used to say very emphatically. Because only in the Veda Shastram, the value of values is taught. In all cultures, values are highly emphasized. But the value of values is emphasized, is brought to light, is taught only in the Veda Shastram. Because there's a purpose. What will be lost if a person does not live a life of dharma? So here, therefore a Vaidikaha who follows the Vedic way of life, therefore choicelessly who lives a life of dharma, naturally earns punyam and taps Bhagavan's grace, therefore he enjoys all forms of arthakama dharmas. But still he is not a kshatriya. So he is being adhyayakaha, being a learned person is because of the punyam. Because of his dharma. But he is not kshatriya. Means he does not have still the profound knowledge of the Shastram. Therefore he is not akamahataha. So having the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self is the ultimate aim of studying the Shastram. Having the profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram. Therefore, only such a vision is there. Akamahatattvam is also possible. The unafflictedness by desires. Being unafflicted by desires, being non-tormented by desires is possible. So, the person can be a person of desirelessness. The dispassion is possible. Purna vairagyam is possible only in the wake of the jnanam. The only for such a person, desirelessness, the only person has jnanam, desirelessness is possible. Dispassion is possible. The person who is aspiring for jnanam, aspiring for moksha, still has passion for jnanam, but he must have grown out of desire for passion for all other things, all other pursuits. Whereas here, this person, the human being, the perfect, ideal human being who is capable of enjoying a unit of human happiness, the highest degree of happiness, is not a kshatriya, not a akamahataha. Therefore, the degree of happiness he is capable of enjoying is only a unit of human happiness. Whereas the Manishya Gandharvaha is the one who has grown out of desire for the objects which are desired by this Manishya, was asking for something deep, more than that, and who would have made efforts for enjoying that, and he becomes eligible to enjoy 100-fold increased level of happiness of human being. He's Manishya. Manishya Gandharva. And who is the Manishya Gandharva? How does he become Manishya Gandharva? Etc. We already seen in the Bhashyam also. That portion we have completed. And here, what is important here is in the Bhashyam part which we are supposed to read there, Shankara Bhagavat Pada. Let me make it very clear. Shankara Bhagavat Pada explains this portion elaborately. This portion discussing the analysis of Ananda, the calculus of Ananda, Shankara Bhagavat Pada explains elaborately. Why does he explain elaborately? Because this calculus of Ananda, the subject matter, this itself is a hypothetical presentation. There is no logical, logically it cannot be explained. It is difficult to really understand. Therefore, Bhagavad Pada explains. But Pooja Swamiji, I tell you, Pooja Swamiji makes it very clear. How he makes it very clear, I'll explain to you. This Shrotriyaha Akamaka, Akamahataha is presented as the one who is capable of enjoying all levels of happiness. The happiness experienceable by people of different planes of existence, by beings of different planes of existence, all celestial beings, at different levels, much higher and higher different levels. So whatever happiness is experienceable by a Manishya Gandharvaha is experienced by this wise person who is said to be Akamahataha Shrotriyaha. Not only Manishya Gandharva's happiness, even Deva Gandharva's happiness, Deva Gandharvaha is another set of Deva Gandharvaha, Deva Gandharvas are another set of celestial beings who are capable of enjoying, experiencing much higher degree of happiness than the Manishya Gandharvas. Even their happiness, not only Manishya Gandharva's happiness, Deva Gandharva's happiness also, this Shrotriyaha Akamahataha is capable of enjoying. What about then Pitaraha? Pitruloka Vasinaha. So the beings, the exalted beings residing in Pitruloka, they enjoy 100 times more of much higher degree of happiness enjoyable by Deva Gandharvas. Even that happiness also is experienced by this Akamahataha Shrotriyaha. So like this, so Manishya Gandharva, Pitara Pitrulokaha, Chiraloka Lokaha, Ajanajaha, no Prajapatehe Anandaha. We can say up to the level of Brahma, this Prajapati is Ananda, Hiranyagarbha is Ananda. So the happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha in Brahma Loka is the highest degree of the Vishayananda, worldly pleasure, experiential pleasure, that is also experienceable by this Shrotriyaha Akamahataha, which means the Upanishad presents beautifully a list of celestial beings of much progressively much higher and higher levels, higher planes of existence, up to the Hiranyagarbha happiness. And in all these different planes of existence and beings who, in keeping with the punyam they have accumulated through their shrauta karma, smartha karma, the rituals, the meditations, prescribed by the shruti and smriti, etc. So having made adequate, appropriate efforts, aspiring for those pleasures, with a clear understanding, aspiring for those pleasures, and having made appropriate, adequate efforts in terms of performing rituals prescribed by the shruti and the smriti, also practicing meditations, and also living a clean life of dharma, they have earned punyam, adequate punyam, as a result of which they were able to go to those respective world, and even in that world, enjoying the respective upadhi also, a different specific upadhi pertaining to that loka, they're able to enjoy that higher degree of happiness. So, higher is the gradation of happiness. The upadhi also is more sophisticated. And the loka is also much higher. Therefore, much higher is the degree of happiness experienced there. This is how beings of one loka, progressively when they go higher and higher upwards, they enjoy 100 times more than, much increased level of happiness than the happiness enjoyed by the beings of the preceding loka. These are open presence here, which means the Vishaya Sukham, otherwise known as Vishayanandaha, Laukikanandaha, experiential pleasure, which is nothing but manifestation of higher and higher degrees of actions of manifestations of Brahmananda only, is experienced by celestials of different lokas, is effortlessly experienced by this Akamahataha Shotriyaha. Whether Manushya Gandharvaha or Deva Gandharvaha or Devaha or Pitrulokavasi or Charulokavasi, whichever loka being belongs to, but whatever happiness experienced by all those beings, all the different degrees of happiness, are experienced by this Shotriyaha Akamahataha without any strain, without any effort, easily, and without having to travel to any other loka also, remaining in this world of human beings, world of mortals, even with this human upadhi, enjoying this human upadhi itself, so without going to a higher loka, without having the upadhi specifically required for experiencing specific higher degree of happiness, enjoying the human upadhi itself, this Shotriyaha Akamahataha is capable of experiencing happiness. So, is capable of experiencing this. So, Pooja Swamiji says, Tarutala Vasi, Tarumola Vasi, a jnani who is sitting at the bottom of the tree, having this human shariram upadhi, in this human world, being here itself, without requiring to go to any loka, he is capable of enjoying all those degrees of happiness. What does it mean? Because he has claimed Brahmananda as his own Swarupam. He's the person who is reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, which is Swarupam of the reality, which is one's own Swarupam. Therefore, his Ananda is not equivalent to any other Ananda. All Anandas are within the realm of this fullness of happiness. There's no fraction of Ananda is outside of the fullness of happiness. Therefore, it's as good as Jnani is capable of enjoying all those Vishyasukham. But what is enjoyed by a Jnani is not experienceable for all those celestials living in much higher planes of existence of different lokas. Even Brahma, Prajapati, even those beings having the status of being a Brahmaji or Prajapati, even they do not have the Sukham experienced by, enjoyed by Ajnani Shotriyaha Akamahataha. That way Upanishad presents this mainly to help us understand what exactly is meant by this word, fullness of happiness, Brahmanandaha. Okay, let us see here. Yesterday, I started this word and I had to stop it. Prathamam tu akamahata agrahanam. Let me explain that one word first. Here, the Bhagavad Pada's Bhashyam. Pujya Swamiji makes it much clearer and easier. What he explains, his explanation is much easier. Bhagavad Pada's commentary presents it in the same way how Upanishad presents the teaching. So here, Bhagavad Pada says, Prathamam tu akamahata agrahanam. What is Prathamam means what? First. First means what? What does the word first mean here? The word Prathamam, meaning first, stands for the first level of happiness. Manushyaloka Anandaha. Manushyaloka Anandaha. The happiness experienceable in the world of human beings by an highly ideal, perfect man is mentioned in the first as the first level. In the first level, mentioning the first level of happiness in terms of Manushyanand, a unit of human happiness, this wise person is not mentioned. There is no mention of Ajnani, the wise person, known as Akamahataha. Akamahata Agrahanam. Grahanam means holding. So here implies mentioning. Grahanam means mentioning or bringing to notice. Akamahataha, bringing the Jnani into light. Or mention of the wise person. Akamahata agrahanam means non-mention of the wise person. There is non-mention of the wise person when the first level of happiness, as a happiness, a unit of human happiness, is mentioned in the mantra. You can see that. We go back to the mantra. Sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. This is how we have to understand. We have to go back and see the mantra. Upanishad mentions, yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha. When the Ananda Mimamsa begins, when the calculus of happiness begins, then first, whose happiness is mentioned? The happiness of a perfect human being, an ideal human being. Then, युवास्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्ठो दृढिष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः. दिस् इस् दि मेन्शन् आफ् फस्ट् लेवल् आफ् हेपिनेस्, फस्ट् लेवल् आफ् एक्स्पीरियन्शियल् सुखम्, एक्स्पीरियन्शियल् हेपिनेस्. What is the first level of experiential happiness? It's a unit of human happiness experienced by a highly perfect person and whose characteristic features are described in these words. Understand? Sa eka manusha anandaha. Immediately, there is no mention of akamahataha shrotriyaha. Is it clear now? After that, what do you get? After that particular, after mentioning the first level of human happiness, a unit of human happiness, then immediately Upanishad goes to the Manusha Gandharva's happiness. Teye shatam manusha ananda. स एको मनुष्य गन्धर्वाणामानन्दः. सो वाट् इस् द नेक्स्ट् लेवल् आफ् एक्स्पीरियन्शियल् हेपिनेस् मेन्शन्ड् बै दि उपनिषत्? प्रथमः ईस् मनुष्यानन्दः, मनुष्यलोकानन्दः, विच् ईस् दि फस्ट् लेवल् आफ् एक्स्पीरियन्शियल् सुखम्, फस्ट् लेवल् आफ् विषयानन्दः, लौकिकानन्दः. नो सेकेण्ड् लेवल् आफ् लौकिकानन्दः, इट्स् आल् मेनिफेस्ट् हेपिनेस्. सेकेण्ड् लेवल् आफ् विषयानन्दः, सेकेण्ड् लेवल् आफ् लौकिकं सुखं, वर्ल्ड्लि हेपिनेस् ईस् दि हेपिनेस् एक्स्पीरियन्स्ड् बै मनुष्यगन्धर्वाः. वेर् डू कम् अक्रास् दट् नौ? ते ये शतं मानुष आनन्दाः, स एको मनुष्य गन्धर्वाणामानन्दः. सो 100 यूनिट्स् आफ् ह्यूमन् हेपिनेस् ईस् अ यूनिट् आफ् हेपिनेस् आफ् मनुष्य गन्धर्वास्. मनुष्य गन्धर्वास् आर् द बीङ्ग्स् हू द ह्यूमन् बीङ्ग् हू बिकम् मनुष्यास् द गन्धर्वास् एण्ड् हू आर् इन् दि भुवर्लोकः. As I mentioned, isn't it? Now, even Manushya Gandharvas also are the people who have certain degree of dispassion. Okay. Therefore, their level is now. Shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. So, Shrotriyasya akamahatasya Manushya Gandharvanam anandaha asti. That's the meaning. Understand now? The Shrotriyaha, Jnani, a wise person who has the clear vision of the Atma, which is nothing but the profound knowledge of the Shastra. Thereby, the person who has grown out of desire for everything else is absolutely dispassionate. This Akamahataha, the person who is not tormented by desires, akamahatasya shrotriyasya manushyagandharvanam anandaha asti. Is it clear now? So before this, manushyanandaha, after mentioning manushyanandaha, akamahataha shrotriyaha was not mentioned. But shrotriyaha akamataha is mentioned only from the second level of experiential sukham. Is it clear now? What is the reason? That is what Bhagavad Pada explains in the second Bhashyam. Is it clear now? He says, Prathamam tu akamahata agrahanam asti. There is non-mention of the wise person known as akamahataha at the first level. What is the reason? What is the reason? The reason is this Manushyaha, even though he's a perfect human being, he's an ideal person, even though he strictly lives a life of dharma enjoined by the Shastram, even though he accumulates punyam, he taps Bhagavan's grace, as a result of which he is able to enjoy everything that he wants in this human world, still he is not a person of dispassion. Okay? The Manushyaloka Ananda, the person who experiences the Manushyananda, the unit of human happiness, is not a person of dispassion. He is still not the person who is not afflicted by desires. He still has desires. He is highly ambitious. He still has many desires to be fulfilled. That is the reason he is able to work, and he is able to, by Bhagavan's grace, because of the punyam he has, he is able to fulfill his desires. Therefore what? He owns the entire earth. An ideal person. But still he is not a person of dispassion. Therefore, at the first level, a wise person is not mentioned. But wise person experiences, enjoys the sukham effortlessly without having gone to the without having become a Manushya Gandharvaha, without having that upadhi also, this person is able to enjoy Manushya Gandharva's happiness. 100 units of happiness of human being, an ideal person's happiness, this wise person enjoys, experiences, by doing what? Not by doing anything. Just having jnanam, just because of his dispassion. This Kshotriya Akamahataha, because of his vairagyam alone, because of his desirelessness towards all the objects a perfect human being wants to accomplish in life, he is able to experience 100 units of human happiness. Is it clear? Okay. So, Akamahata Shrotriha is the one who is dispassionate towards all those things, all Arthakama Dharmas, which are aspired for by a perfect human being, who enjoys a unit of happiness. By working for it, by acquiring that, he enjoys a unit of human happiness. Whereas this wise person, because of his dispassion towards them, he enjoys 100 units of human happiness, which is a unit of happiness of Manushya Gandharva. Okay? This is the meaning of this first expression. Pratamam to akamahata agrahanam manushya vishaya bhoga kama anabhihatasya shrotriyasya manushyanandat shatagunena anandotkarshaha manushya gandharvena tulyaha vaktavyaha ityevam artha. So this is the meaning here. What is the meaning? He says akamahata, the non-mention of the akamahataha shrotriyaha is there because this shrotriyaha who is anabhihataha means akamahataha, anabhihataha means who is not tormented, disturbed, afflicted by desires for the enjoyment of objects, desired by a human, a perfect human being. മനുഷ്യ വിഷയ ഭോഗ കാമ അനഭിഹത ശ്രോത്രിയ. This person of profound knowledge of the Shastram is the one who is not afflicted by desires for the enjoyment of objects aspired for by the any other human being. So a human, therefore, the happiness he experiences is what? 100 units of Manushya Sukham. The person who is aspiring for one unit of happiness works very hard, in a sense lives like dharma and does a lot of things, and he enjoys a unit of human happiness. Whereas the jnani, who is dispassionate towards all that is aspired for by a human being, experiences 100 units of human happiness. And that happiness is actually happiness of a Manushya Gandharvaha. He says, Manushya Vishaya Bhoga Kama Anabhihataha Shotriyaha. Kamehi Anabhihataha. Abhihataha means destroyed, affected. Anabhihataha, unaffected. So here Shotriyaha is the one who is Anabhihataha, unafflicted. By what? Kamehi. Desires. Desires for what? Bhoga, enjoyment. Enjoyment of what? Objects. What, which objects? The objects desired by a human being. Is it clear now? Manushya Vishaya Bhoga Kama Anabhihataha Shrotriyaha. For him, Manushyanandat Shata Gunena Utkarshaha Anandaha. For such a wise person, there's a possibility of experiencing happiness increased, that is the higher level of happiness, 104 times more than human happiness. Manushya anandat shata gunena ananda utkarshaha. And that 100 units of human happiness, he is capable of experiencing. What does he do for that? What does a Kshatriya do? Manushya Vishaya Bhoga Kama Anabhihataha. What is the means? The jnani experiences Vishaya Sukham. Jnani experiences the happiness, the material happiness. Jnani also experiences the worldly happiness, experiential sukham he has, without making any effort, only because of being dispassionate towards, only because of desirelessness for the objects of enjoyment. Yeah, this is by any human being. Therefore, he enjoys 100 units of human happiness, which is equivalent to a unit of Manushya Gandharvaha, happiness experienced by a Manushya Gandharva in Bhuvarloka. The Ananda Utkarshaha, Anandasya Utkarshaha, higher level, increase of happiness, exists of happiness. Utkarshaha means exists, increase. Anandasya Utkarshaha, Anandotkarshaha. So exists of happiness, increase of happiness, experienced by a Shrotriyaha, who is not afflicted by desire for the objects, enjoyment of objects of an ordinary human being, is 100 times more than the human happiness, which is equivalent to a unit of happiness of Manushya Gandharvaha. These words should be mentioned here. This is the meaning. Is it clear? Okay. So he says, Manushya Gandharvena Tulyaha. Manushya Gandharvena Tulyaha means what? It is equivalent to the degree of happiness, a unit of happiness experienced by a Manushya Gandharva. So Shankar Bhagavatpada first explains why Ashrotriyaha Akamahataha is not, there's no mention of Shrotriya Akamahataha immediately after mentioning the Manushya, Manushyalokanandaha. Okay, next. Sadhu Yuvadhyayakaha iti Shrotriyatva Avrujinatve Grihyete. Again he explains. This ideal human being who alone is capable of experiencing, enjoying the highest degree of happiness experienceable by a human being in this human world. That person, Sadhu Yuva Adhyayakaha, has all beautiful qualifications. He is a pious, virtuous person. He is young, energetic person with a fresh, energetic body, mind, sense complex. Adhyayakaha, he is also man of erudition, he is learned, so he is academically highly qualified. Iti. Therefore, what? Such a person, definitely, Shrotriyatvat, he is a learned person. Because of his Shrotriyatvam, here means what? Shrotriyatvam in this context means he is also given to the study of the Vedashastram. So Shrotriyatvat, because of his scholarship in the Vedashastram, he knows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Therefore, he knows the value of Dharma. Therefore, what? He is a person free from sins. Avrujinatve. So Shrotriyatva Avrujinatve means this person has the status of being a Shrotriya. Therefore, he has the status of being a sinless person. Avrujinatvam means what? Having the status of being free from sins. This is Adhyayakaha, Sadhu Adhyayakaha Yuva. This young person, ideal person, has a status of being free from sins. Because he has a status of being, status of having studied Vedashastram. So who has Shraddha in the Shastram, who follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, even though he follows the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram, still he is not a Jnani. Understand? Still he is not a Jnani. But because he follows the Vedic way of life, he is a follower of Dharma. Therefore, he taps Bhagavan's gaze and he has not accumulated any papam. Once papams are not there, not having papams, not involving oneself in non-righteous things itself is enough to enjoy certain degree of, you know, peace. Therefore, he is capable of enjoying that sukham. A unit of happiness is experienced by a perfect, ideal human being because he has certain degree of mental tranquility. That mental tranquility is because of Bhagavan's grace. Because he taps grace, because he has only punyam. Does not accumulate papam. Because he does not involve himself in papa karma, wrong actions. Because he follows the Vedic way of life. He does his duties. Nitya karma, namittika karma, what should be done. He is conscious of what should be done. He is conscious of what should not be done. So I'll put some explanations. Therefore, he has avrijinatvam. He has the status of being free from sins. And being a sinless person, he's not a person of, he doesn't have any split in his personality. He's a conflict-free minded. Therefore, he entertains certain degree of mental composure. Therefore, he's able to experience that sukham. So this young person who said be sadhu yuva adhyayakaha is understood to be having the status of being status of learned person, status of being a sinless person. Okay, next sentence. Tehi avisishte sarvatra. Te means what? Those two qualifications. Shrotriyatvam and avrijinatvam. Please make a note. Te is equal to those two. Those two means what? Shrotriyatvam and avrijinatvam. See, having the status of being a learned person and having a status of being free from sins or being a sinless person. Being a learned person and being a sinless person. So being learned and being sinless. These two qualifications, okay. These two factors. He avisishte sarvatra. They are common. Avisishtam means what? Visishtam means specific, special. Avisishta means common, uniform. Sarvatra means what? Sarvatra, on the part of all beings of all celestial beings, all beings of all higher planes of existence. Higher and higher planes of existence. So one thing is made very clear, very important, subtle point. Let me make it very clear. These two, to te, he, indeed, those two attributes, being sinless and being learned, and having the knowledge of the core vision of the Veda Shastra, they are common, uniform, avisishte, where sarvatra, on the part of all beings of all higher and higher, progressively higher and higher levels. So what does it mean? One must have lived as a human being in this world. One must have followed the Vedic way of life. One must have strictly followed the life of Dharma, universal values. That is how a person must have earned punyam. One must have enjoyed the best pleasures of this world also. And being given study of Veda Shastra and Karma Kanda, one must have aspired for even higher pleasures also. When a person grows out of desire for ordinary pleasures enjoyable in this world, and still he has passion for the enjoyment of higher, the pleasures enjoyed in higher lokas, is it? Then naturally, because they are also dispassionate towards the pleasures enjoyable in this world. Therefore, they are able to enjoy much higher degree of happiness. In keeping with the increase of degree of dispassion, they are able to enjoy much higher degree of happiness and higher plane of existence with much highly more sophisticated upadhis. Does it make sense? Okay. The word is, he says, avisishte sarvatra. Sukha anubhavaha is impossible unless a person is a sinless person. Right from manushyanandaha, right from the first level of happiness, then any degree of higher and higher level of happiness is experienceable only if a person is, person has avrijinatvam. And avrijinatvam, sinlessness, is possible only if a person is informed of the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Here, Shrotriyatvam actually means what? Being informed of the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. If a person is informed of the way of life enjoined by the Shastra, and he knows the value of that way of life, therefore, naturally, he will strictly follow that way of life. Once a person follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, that's the only way of protecting himself from becoming a sinful person. What a beautiful teaching this is. Once the person is sinless, okay, the less papam a person has, the more punya a person accumulates, much greater joy the person is able to enjoy. So, Shrotriyaha, first of all, even the Manushyanandaha is experienceable only by a sinless person, Avrijinatvam. And what can we talk of the people who are being celestial beings who are enjoying much greater degree of happiness? All of them must be having this attribute, is a common attribute. Avrijinatvam, Avisishtam Sarvatra. The Manushya Gandharva, Deva Gandharvaha, Devaha, Pitrahu, Pitaraha, or Ajanajaha, Triloka Lokaha, Brahma, all of them have a common, uniform attribute. What? Sinlessness, Avrijinatvam. Got it? That's very important. So why Veda is important? We hold on to Veda Mata's little finger. You walk by her side. You are always protected from getting distracted, going wrong. I just love it. But we can't rush here. We have to be very slow in these portions. Because Bhagavad Pada here is very, very brief in his, he uses compound words. We had to really understand a lot. I remember how Swamiji took so long to explain these things. He avisishte sarvatra. So what is the important point in this context? Even to enjoy slightest degree of sukham, one must be sinless. To be sinless, to be a papa rahitaha, one must be punya sahitaha. One must have accumulated punyam. To be able to accumulate punyam, to earn punyam, one must have earned punyam. That's why Swamiji says, if you are able to, you open the tap, water comes, punyam. Punyam is grace is there. Able to see grace, to have any degree of sukham, to experience, you must have earned a punyam. So we all do have a lot of punyam. We have papam also. Okay. So tehi avisishte sarvatra. Okay, next sentence. Akamahatattvam tu. Vishaya utkarsha apakarshataha sukha utkarsha apakarshaya viseshyate. What he says, akamahatattvam, you can say desirelessness, means unafflictedness. So having the status of being unafflicted by desires, non-tortured, non-tormented by desires, which means dispassion, is indeed vishaya utkarsha apakarshataha. Vishaya utkarsha apakarshataha. In keeping with increase or decrease of this passion towards the objects. In keeping with the increase or decrease of this passion towards the objects, there is experience of the increase and decrease of happiness also. The increase in the level of sukham, happiness experienced, or decrease in the level of happiness experienced is in keeping with the increase and decrease of dispassion towards the objects. The more dispassionate you are towards certain objects, the happiness you experience will be of much higher degree. So the less you have your dispassion towards certain things, the sukham you experience also will be in keeping with that level. So, who can experience, who is qualified to experience the happiness, a unit of happiness, Manushya Gandharvas? The person who has grown out of desire for the enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of objects, which are desired by other human beings, that person is dispassionate towards other human, in things of human interest, is the one who is capable of experiencing Manushya Gandharva Sukham. So now here you would understand, who is the one who is capable of enjoying Manushya Gandharva Sukham? The one who has worked for becoming a Manushya Gandharva, and one who has made, put in a lot of efforts as a result of his efforts in terms of practicing meditation, performance of rituals, and aspiring for it, who would have worked for it as a righteous person. And he is capable of enjoying that one unit of Manushya Gandharva's happiness. At the same time, without having made any effort at all, simply having become dispassionate towards all that the human being aspires for, he, understand, also person can experience Manushya Gandharva's happiness. Is it clear now? Two things. The one person makes efforts, does the needful, earns punyam, and earns that adequate upadhi. He goes to that loka, he experiences sukham. There's another person, simply by becoming dispassionate towards all that human being aspires for, he enjoys that sukham. Okay. That's what is mentioned here. Akamahatattvam tu vishya utkarsha apakarshataha means what? In keeping with the increase and decrease of dispassion towards the objects, viseshyate, itself act contributes for the experience of increase and decreased levels of happiness. Ataha, therefore, akamahata grahanam tad viseshataha. Now he's explaining, first Shankara Bhagavad explains why this, that the mention of akamahataha is only from the second level of happiness. Ataha, therefore, akamahata grahanam. Therefore, there is mention of this wise person, dispassionate person. Why? Tad viseshataha. Tad visheshataha means what? Because of that specific attribute of dispassion. Tad visheshataha. The mention of wise person, the mention of the desireless person is purely because of that attribute of desirelessness. Tad visheshataha. Because shataguna sukha utkarsha upalabdehe. See, tad visheshataha means purely because of that specific attribute of desirelessness, a specific nature of dispassion, that this dispassionate person enjoys, attains 100 units of human happiness. Shata guna sukha utkarsha upalabdhi. He is a person of attainment of increased 100, increased 100 units of human happiness. How? Tad visheshataha, because of the specific attribute of dispassion, being dispassionate. Therefore, there is mention of akamahataha from the second level. Akamahatatvasya paramananda prapti sadhanatva vidhanartham. So, there's a mention of akamahata from the second level alone, that he is a person of attainment of increased level of happiness, 100 times more of the happiness. Because this person akamahataha has the means, has the status of having the means of attainment of even the Brahmaji's happiness. So what is the means of attainment of any degree of happiness? Dispassion, vairagyam, having grown out of desire, desired for objects. Vairagyam. So prapti sadhanatvam means vairagyam, dispassion, or akamahatatvam. Akamahatatvam is equal to vairagyam. Having the status of being unafflicted by desires is a thing, but being highly dispassionate, and being highly dispassionate is what now is the qualification means. So dispassion alone has the status of being the means of attainment of any degree of higher and higher level of happiness experienceable at any higher level of plane of existence by any, with any more sophisticated upadhis, up to what now? Even paramananda prapti sadhanatta vidhanartham. Paramanandaha here can say exalted happiness, but here paramananda means exalted happiness within the realm of this worldly happiness. So highest paramananda here means highest level of worldly happiness, highest level of vishya sukham, experiential sukham. So dispassion, akamahatatvam, has the status of being the means of attainment of even the most exalted level of experiential happiness. Even the happiness of Brahma. So vidhanartham means what? For the purpose of enjoining. Vidhanam means enjoining. Ordaining. Vidhanam. Please make note. Vidadhati is the verb. Vidhanam means enjoining. Vidhanartham, for the purpose of enjoining the dispassion, akamahatattvam, as the one having the status of being the means of attainment of highest degree, the most exalted level of happiness, the experiential happiness. Okay, this is one explanation. Now, for what I have understood until now, it may be very clear. So, Shankara Gopala says, why Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya? That Shrotriyaha akamahataha is mentioned only from the second level. He is not mentioned at the first level. First, he explained why he is mentioned at the first level, why he is mentioned from the second level. And in all the levels he is mentioned, the happiness experienced by happiness, the highest degree of happiness experienced by Manushyanandaha. Highest, much higher level of happiness experienced by Manushya, the Devagandharvaha, Manushya Gandharvaha, Devagandharvaha, then Pitraha, the Ajanajaha, like this. So, any higher and higher degree of happiness experienced by any celestial being of any higher plane of existence is easily, effortlessly experienced by a person of dispassion. After mentioning each level of, so celestial being and higher degree of happiness experienced by him, every time this akamahataha shrotriha is mentioned. Why he is mentioned? That is what he explains. Okay. Kimartham akamahataha shrotriyaha is mentioned from the second level of happiness. The mention of second level of happiness. Very important point. Why he is not mentioned in the very beginning? Why there is a non-mention of akamahataha shrotriha at the first level? Why there is a mention of akamahataha shrotriha from the second level? Is it clear? Because this person akamahataha shrotriha is eligible to experience 100 units of human happiness. Because he is dispassionate towards everything that is desired by a human being. Therefore, he is not mentioned in the very beginning. But he is mentioned on the second level because to experience any level of happiness, you want to experience Manushya Gandharvananda, you want to experience Brahmananda, you want to experience Prajapatirananda, you want to experience the Pitrulokananda, do you want to experience Ajana Jana's happiness? Do you want to experience the happiness experienced by Chiraloka Lokaha? Come on. Which higher and higher degree of happiness you want to experience? Here is the buying power. Puja Swamiji's language. Vairagyam is the buying power of being able to experience any degree of higher and higher levels of happiness. Therefore, from the second level onwards, from the mention of second level of happiness onwards, up to the highest level of worldly happiness, Paramananda, there's repeatedly everywhere The Akamahataha Shrotri, there's a mention of Akamahataha and Shrotriyaha. What is that with which you can effortlessly, easily experience that sukham? So sukhaprapti, please make a note. Sukhaprapti, sukha anubhavaha, experience of happiness, presupposes mental, presupposes the manifestation of higher and higher degree of the fraction of one's own sarupam. And for the higher degree of one's own sarupam to become manifest, that presupposes mental tranquility. Chitta prasadaha. So sukha anubhavaha presupposes chitta prasadaha. And chitta mental tranquility presupposes vairagyam, akamahatattvam. Now the question comes, is it enough if simply I become a dispassionate person? I can have sukham. Akamahatattvam, vairagyam towards something must be with, see, the dispassion towards something must be with the passion for jnanam. It's not mere vairagyam. So dispassion towards anything with the passion for jnanam will bless a person with higher and higher degree of happiness. If a person has attained jnanam also, then the sukham he is experiencing will be not be a vicious sukham, will be the sukha, sarupa sukham, the source of happiness. So dispassion towards anything else must be with the passion for jnana. When a person attains jnanam, discovers his sarupam, dispassion towards, there will be dispassion towards jnanam also. After attaining jnanam, there won't be passion for anything else. Then the purna vairagyam, the no more passion for jnanam, because jnanam also has becomes attained. Then the person, what he experiences will not be the experiential sukham. It is sarupa sukham. This will be abidance in one's own essential nature. So having the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of oneself, one's nature. So what important lesson today? Vairagyam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Vidhanartham, for the purpose of ordaining that akamahatattvam, not being affected by desires, having the status of being the means of attainment of even the most exalted happiness, most exalted level of experiential happiness, worldly sukham. This is one meaning. What is the purpose of mentioning akamahataha and shrotriyaha in each level from the second level onwards? Vyakhyata manyate. So, vyakhyata manyate means what? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, All other words have been already commented upon, already explained. Anyatta means other words. Other words. What other words? Teyeshatam. See, there's lot of words repeated. He says, other words which are repeated, they, all those words which have been already explained are repeated. Therefore, he says, Vyakhyatam. Anyatta Vyakhyatam. Other words have been explained. Shatam, etc. The repetition of what repeated words, he doesn't want to repeat again. Shankara Bhagavad does not want to repeat. He says other words have been commented upon, means other words have been already explained. Okay. Next. Devagandharvaha jatitaha eva. Devagandharvaha jatitaha eva. So Devagandharvas, who are the Devagandharvas? There are the evolved human beings who have got rid of their human bodies, and then because of punyam, afterward they must have been born in the, as Devagandharvas. So Devagandharvaha jati taha eva. Jati means birth. Jati taha means what? Because of their birth alone, or by their birth itself, some celestials are known as Devagandharvaha. What about them? So Devagandharvaha experience what the happiness experienced by Devagandharvaha are nothing but a unit of happiness. The unit of happiness is 100 units of happiness of Manishya Gandharvaha. So Devagandharvaha, who are not become Gandharvas, having lived in the world as human beings, they do not become Gandharvaha, but they are born as Devagandharvaha. So Manishya Gandharvaha are the people, being human beings, have become Manishya Gandharvaha. But these Devagandharvas are born as Devagandharvaha. By their birth itself, they are Devagandharvaha. So the happiness experienced by them is what? A unit of their happiness, what experience is? The 100 units of the happiness of Manishya Gandharvas. Which means these people, Devagandharvas, are those who are dispassionate towards the happiness of Manishya Gandharvas. And what about Akamahataha Shotriyaha? The Shotriyaha Akamahataha, because of his dispassion, having dispassion as the only qualification, he experiences a unit of happiness of Devagandharvaha. He experiences 100 units of happiness of Manishya Gandharvaha. So Devagandharvaha worked hard. They must have lived by living a life of tapas, having performed smartha karmas and earned punyam. So they must have been born as Devagandharvaha. So they must have made a lot of effort. Tapas is involved, strain is involved to be able to enjoy a unit of happiness of Devagandharvas. Whereas Akamahataha Shrotriyaha, having only this dispassion alone as the means, he is able to experience that higher level of happiness, 100 units of Manishya Gandharva's happiness, a unit of Devagandharva's happiness. Okay? That's the meaning. The chira loka lokanam iti pitronam viseshanam. Okay. Chira loka lokanam ananda. So chiraloka lokaha means pitaraha, means pitru lokaha means the world of means, and beings, exalted beings of Pitruloka, the known as Pitarahar means, are also said to be Chiraloka Lokaha. Why Chiraloka Lokaha? Beings of the world of means, which lasts long. The Pitrulokaha is the world which lasts long. Therefore, Pitruloka is known as Chiralokaha. Chirapitrulokaha, the world of means, is known as Chiralokaha because it lasts very long. So, Chirakalam Tishtati iti Chiralokaha. It stands for long, much longer period of time. And the Chiraloka Lokaha means, one loka means being the beings, exalted celestials known as Pitrus, means of the long lasting world of main. Therefore, it is an adjective of Pitrus, means. Sakyabhagavatpada explains, Chirakalasthayi Lokaha. Chirakalasthayi Lokaha. Tishtati iti sthayi. Tishtati remains, stays. Sthayi means that which remains. So that which remains for long time. Chirakalam tishtati iti chirakalasthayi. Chirakalasthayi Lokaha. The world of means, which remains, stays for very long, is said to be Chirakalasthayi Lokaha. And Yesham Pitrunam. Te Chirakal Chiraloka Lokaha iti. So those exalted beings, known as means, Pitaraha, belonging to the world of means, Pitrus, which remains, which stays for long time. And they have what now? They have 100 units of happiness of Devagandharvaha. So a unit of happiness of Pitruloka, the unit of happiness experienced by this Chiraloka Lokaha Pitaraha is 100 units of happiness of Devagandharvas. And so, even to go to Pitruloka, really one must have performed a lot of Shauta Karmas. And after death, one must have aspired for it. One must have traveled through Krishna Gatihi. One must have gone to that loka. And, you know, then one must be there as a main for a long time to experience that unit of Pitruloka Anandaha, to experience the 100 units of Devagandharva Anandaha. Whereas, who is the hero? Who is the hero? There's one song, I think. Is it? Who is the hero? Here, real hero is Shrotriha Akamahataha. So, all other beings of higher planes of existence are mentioned. And now, and he is highly, he is also mentioned. He is like a chief guest in a big function, isn't it? In a big function, all the people come, sit in front, all the audience will be there, the other people, VIPs will be there, and they keep the stage ready, everything ready. And there comes the chief guest to give the keynote address, isn't it? Like that here, like a the most important exalted person here is Akamahataha Shrotriha Jnani. And Akamahataha Shrotriha Jnani, living in this world of human beings, having this human upadhi itself. So Pitruloka, people of Pitruloka, beings of Pitruloka must be having a specific upadhi also. They have gone there. Travel is involved, going is involved, and punyam is involved. Upadhi is involved to experience that unit of Pitruloka Anandaha. But 100 units of Manishya Devagandharva Anandaha. But Akamahataha Shrotriya sitting here under the tree means what? Living in this world of human beings, he has that experiential sukham, much higher degree of experiential sukham. So there two means are there. People have gone to Pitruloka, they have punyam earned through appropriate, adequate efforts. That's the means. Whereas Jnani has the means, what is the means Jnani has to experience the same sukham? Vairagyam, akamahatattvam. Very nice. Now, so having talked about the beings of Pitruloka, the means, Chiraloka Lokaha, Bhagavad Pada moves on to the next sentence. Ajanaha iti Devalokaha. So Devaloka, the world of Devas, which is known as Ajanaha. Ajana Janam Devanam Anandaha. There's another higher world, which is the plane, this is of much higher plane of existence. So Devaloka is superior to Pitruloka. And this Devalokaha is known as Ajana Lokaha. Tasmin Ajane Jataha. Ajana Jaha. Ajane Jataha. Ajana Jaha Devaha. There is a set of an exalted celestial beings known as Devaha. And Devas are the beings of Devaloka, known as Ajana Loka. And those Devas born in the Ajana Loka, Devas born in the exalted celestial beings known as Devas, born in the Ajana Loka, are known as Devaloka. They have, and how is it possible for them to be born in the Devaloka? They are born in the Devaloka, Ajana Loka. So Ajana Loke Jataha, Ajana Jaha Devaha. How is it possible for them to be born there? Smartha Karma Viseshataha. So there are specific smartha karmas. Shankara Bhagavad Pada will never let the smartha karma down. He cannot do it. He is a Vaidika. So smartha karma viseshataha. See, any degree of puja, any puja you do will never go waste. So smartha karma viseshataha. Because of the specific punyam earned through the performance of specific smartha karmas, some are born in the Devaloka having the position of Devas. Devasthaneshu jataha. Devasthaneshu jataha. They born the position of Devas, they born in the world of Devas known as Ajana Lokaha. And to be born there, they have worked hard. It's not easy. Of course, Avrijinatvam is a common uniform trait, sinlessness. Of course, they also have akama hatattvam. They also have vairagyam towards the pleasures enjoyable in Pitriloka. They are dispassionate towards pleasures enjoyable in the Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, and also Pitriloka. Their interests are only in enjoying the objects and pleasures of the Devaloka. So their dispassion towards other lokas and the passion for this loka made them work differently. They performed specific smartha karmas. They earned punyam and used their punyam as the means they were able to be born in the world of devas, ajana loka. Thereby, they're able to enjoy 100 units of happiness enjoyable in the Pitriloka. So a unit of Devaloka happiness is equivalent to 100 units of Pitriloka happiness. And no smartha karma, nothing. This person, Shrotriyaha, Akamahataha, the person who has the profound vision of one's own sarupam, from knowledge of the subject matter, the shastram, has the ascertained vision of one's own sarupam, therefore who is dispassionate towards everything else, effortlessly, having manishya upadhi, sitting in the world of human beings, he enjoys that devaloka sukham, remaining in this human world itself. Okay. Karma devaha. And there is slightly superior celestial beings who are superior to even celestials of devaloka. They are known as karma devaha. They are also devas, but they are karma devaha. They are known as karma devaha because, look at this. Ye vaidikena karmana agnihotradina kevalena devan apiyanti. So vaidikena karmana. So the people who are born as devaha in the ajana loka are the people who must have specifically performed some specific smartha karmas. But here it is mentioned, this karma devaha were superior to ajana jaha devaha or devaha. They attain devaloka. How? Kevalena agnihotradina vaidikena karmana, only by they've earned punyam by strictly following dharma, performing the vaidika karmas, shrauta karma, not smartha karma, no, shrauta karma, the ritual, specific rituals prescribed by the karma, open karma kanda, such as agnihotram, etc. So vaidikena karmana agnihotradina, by performing rituals prescribed by the shruti, shauta karma, such as agnihotra, etc., they earned punyam. A result of which devan apiyanti. Devan apiyanti. They, apiyanti means what? They serve the devatas. So karma devaha are the devas who serve the devas. Because they serve the devas, they enjoy much higher degree of happiness. So 100 units of happiness experienced by devas is one unit of happiness experienced by karma devas. So, see, look at important now. Vedic karmas, the Vedic rituals, Agnihotram, etc., prescribed in the Karma Kanda, if a person practices with the Shraddha, that's why Shraddha is very important. Simultaneously, a Vaidika who performs anything prescribed by the Shastram must be strictly a person who lives a life of values. That's why Avrijinatvam. So Avrijinatvam makes a person earn Punyam. And of course, a special Punyam a person earns as a result of these rituals also. So all this Punyam together uplifts a person to much higher loka. This is how even these Karma Devaha enjoy so much higher degree of happiness. A unit of happiness experienced by Karma Devas is 100 units of happiness experienced by Devas. And here, what Devanama, Ajana Janam Devanamanandaha, Karma Devanamanandaha, any much progressively much higher and higher levels of happiness, degrees of happiness experienced by beings of any higher loka, all that happiness is effortlessly experienced by this Akamahataha Shrotriya. And the means of attainment of that happiness is nothing but Vairagyam, Vidignanam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.